Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something really critical, honestly, but high stakes. It's this intersection of public archives, you know, trusted government records, and the kind of murky uncertainty that comes with new AI, especially large language models.
Yeah, and our sources for this deep dive,
they're
mainly from a key analyst report looking at digital forensics, traceability, and it leans pretty heavily on work from the InterPeers Trust AI Research Group.
Right. And our mission really is all about evidence. I mean, the public archives, they're built on this idea of absolute trust, right? They often hold the actual legal records of a nation. So the question becomes, how do we prove what their AI system actually did, or maybe what it didn't do when it answers a request?
Especially if the output is just spat out by some statistical black box.
Exactly. We need a way, some mechanism to keep that legal surety, that authenticity intact. Because if you can't trace the steps, well, you lose the ability to trust the output in court, basically. That sounds like,
yeah.
I mean, an existential threat to how we verify history and law. Okay, let's unpack this, starting with what we even mean by paradata.
Paradata, yeah. In simple terms, it's kind of the everything else.
The everything else. Okay, so all the bits of data you need to legally prove traceability, maybe reconstruct what happened. We know the basics. The data is the record itself. Metadata is the final name, date, preservation info.
Exactly. And traditionally, we rely on the change of preservation, the COP, to ensure that integrity. But the thing is, when AI enters the picture, that COP framework, it fails.
Completely.
Fails how? Because it cannot guarantee reconstruction. You just can't reliably reproduce results that actually reflect what the archive originally did.
But isn't asking the AI why it did something kind of fundamentally against how these statistical models even work? Why is the gap so huge? What specific forensic pieces are just vanishing inside that black box when an archive uses AI?
Well, the problem isn't just that it's opaque. It's that it actively fails to capture five really specific types of evidence, things that are crucial if you need to review it legally down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the components usually missing. First, the huge amount of data used to train the models in the first place.
Right, the training data.
Second, the actual models themselves, which are often proprietary. Third, the complex software needed to run those models.
Okay.
Fourth, and this is tricky, the model's precise state of adaptation. It's learning at the exact moment the query was run.
Because that's always changing.
It can be, yeah. And finally, the fifth one, maybe the most crucial for forensics. The specific statistical reason the model generated that specific response to that specific query.
Wow. Okay, that fifth point really hits home. If an archive gives a finding to a court or maybe a historian, and they literally cannot produce the log showing why that specific result came up.
Yeah,
then the implication is, well, figuring out if it was accurate or even correct is often just impossible. And like you said, capturing all of that right now, it seems beyond what most places can actually do.
It often is. And this lack of reproducibility, it leads straight to the core vulnerability. In most legal systems, records from official public archives, they get a presumption of reliability. They're assumed authentic.
Okay. So the burden of proof is on the challenger.
Precisely. If you want to challenge that record, you need an expert witness. Someone who prove it's not reliable.
And that's where the forensic expert just hits a brick wall, right? How can they testify a record is unreliable if they can't even rerun the process to see what happened?
Exactly. Digital forensics is fundamentally based on the scientific method. You analyze traces, interpret them, attribute them, reconstruct what happened. But if you don't have access to the models or the training data that form the basis for those traces, well, making specific statements about authenticity becomes, as our sources put it, arbitrarily difficult.
Arbitrarily difficult, yeah. But it's not just difficult, is it? Generative AI seems to almost fundamentally violate these forensic principles. We all hear about the big issues, but when you apply them to an archive, it gets genuinely scary. I mean, take hallucinations, the most famous one, right? The AI just making things up. But for me, the logic failures seem even worse in a place that's supposed to be about truth. Like how these models struggle with inversion using not correctly, or even just counting things.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine querying a public health archive. Show me all reports not about infectious diseases from 1980.
Uh-huh.
If the LLM messes up the not, or can't count accurately, it could just systematically leave out documents that are legally required. It's a huge potential problem.
And the results themselves are based on, random statistical guesses, drawn from this huge, often unfiltered pile of training data that we know contains errors, maybe even deliberate falsehoods.
That's the core mechanism, yes. And then you layer on top the inherent biases baked into the model, the safety features that can steer outputs. It really is a recipe for systemic unreliability in certain contexts.
Plus the inconsistency. That seems like a massive forensic headache.
It is. You give the same LLM, the same query twice, maybe just minutes apart, and get different results. How can an archive possibly rely on any single output then?
And the consequences just ripple outwards from there.
They do. You see things like false attributions, the AI saying a source said something it didn't, incorrect analysis, ultimately inaccurate reconstructions of what the archive actually found, and that directly erodes the legal trust placed in these records.
Which brings us right back to this mandated solution, Paradata. So the need for Paradata, it has to be driven by the archive's legal context, right? The specific agency, the specific laws.
Yes, absolutely. The juridical requirements define what's needed. Paradata, in this sense, it's basically the last hope for meeting those standards of surety, of legal certainty.
Okay, so if an archive wants that legal certainty when using AI, what's the ideal starting point? What needs to be in that everything else bucket, notionally?
Well, notionally, you want three major things. Mm. First, the actual software that performed the AI functions.
Yeah.
And crucially, it needs adequate emulation capability so you can run it years later when the hardware is obsolete.
Right, teacher-proofing.
Exactly. Second, the data that's not already in the archive but was used by the AI principally, that massive training data set, and it needs to be in a usable format.
Okay.
And third, the underlying technical stuff.
Yeah.
Documentation, math, engineering specs, whatever you need to actually understand how the AI was built and how it works.
Okay. Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the second you lay out that ideal list, you slam right into the biggest change LLMs brought. The insane problem of scale.
Oh, the scale is just transformative.
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room. We are not talking about storing a few gigabytes of logs here. Yeah. We're talking about absolutely colossal amounts of data. Just as a reference, the sources estimate the training data for something like ChatGPT 3.5 was around 45 terabytes before filtering.
45 terabytes, wow.
Even after filtering, you're still looking at maybe 570 gigabytes of just foundational knowledge data.
And the models.
The models themselves are huge too.
Yeah.
Easily 800 gigabytes, maybe more depending on the specifics.
So if the legal standard says you have to keep copies of these massive models and their 45 terabyte original training sets every time they get updated, the storage costs alone, the technical burden, it just becomes functionally impossible for most public institutions.
Completely prohibitive, absolutely. And this economic reality, it often pushes archives towards using third-party service providers for their AI functions.
Which immediately creates a problem.
A huge one. It introduces this catastrophic lack of transparency. And it usually means the archive itself never actually possesses or controls that foundational 45 terabytes of training data anyway.
Okay, so if the gold standard storing 45 TB every time is basically off the table due to cost or access, what are the realistic alternatives? How can archives actually achieve that legal certainty without perfect reproducibility?
Yeah, this is where the thinking has to shift. We have to move from strict, perfect data capture towards more like process validation.
Process validation, like an audit.
Kind of, yeah. Think of it like a statistical audit. Instead of keeping every single receipt from the dawn of time, we agree on an approved audit process that demonstrates the system is trustworthy enough for its purpose.
That's a helpful analogy. So what does that audit or validation look like in practice for AI and archives?
Well, there are a few key approaches emerging. Five stand out in the analysis.
Yeah.
One, simply logging every single request and the exact response given. This doesn't show why, but it proves what happened.
Okay, that's a start.
Two, make the AI less of a black box in its output. Provide clear explanations, like based on keywords X and Y, this record was included, and these 10 others were excluded because of factors A and B.
So building transparency into the results themselves.
Exactly. Three, don't force the AI into complex judgments it's bad at. Maybe restrict it to high likelihood yes-no decisions and attach confidence metrics. Anything less certain gets flagged for mandatory human review.
So using the AI for the heavy lifting, but keeping humans in the loop for the tricky stuff.
Precisely. Use AI for efficiency. Use humans to guarantee certainty. Four, and this one is potentially very powerful, is using statistical evidence.
How so?
An archive could conduct a really thorough study comparing the AI's performance against older, trusted methods, show statistically that the AI achieves a certain level of accuracy.
And get that study approved.
Yes. If that analysis, the methodology, the results are approved by the relevant legal or oversight body, then the Paradata effectively becomes the approved analytical process itself, not the unobtainable 45 terabytes.
I see. That shifts the burden entirely.
Yeah.
And the fifth.
A dose of realism, basically. Human performance. Remember, humans make mistakes too. So maybe using human error rates as the acceptable baseline for the AI is necessary. You can't hold the AI to an impossible standard of perfection.
That makes sense. It ensures we're comparing apples to apples in a way.
Right.
Okay. So what does this all mean when we pull back? We've got this fundamental conflict, right? The science of digital forensics is pretty universal, but the legal requirements defining what Paradata needs to be, that varies wildly depending on the jurisdiction, the specific court system.
It does, which means the new standard really have to be about pragmatism. You know, ideally, sure, preserve everything needed to reproduce the function if you can. That's the default.
And you often can't.
Exactly. And when constraints like scale or cost or access get in the way, the only path forward seems to be using these other methods, statistical proof, detailed audit logs, built-in transparency, to essentially earn back the trust that the black box obscured.
So archives can still get the benefits of AI without completely sacrificing legal surety.
That's the goal. Allowing archives to leverage emerging AI while still meeting their fundamental obligations. And maybe here's a final thought, something provocative for you, the listener, to consider. We've been talking about public archives, where records are legally presumed reliable, unless proven otherwise. If even they struggle so much with AI transparency, consistency, and proof, think about the implications for how you determine the reliability of the AI-generated information you encounter every single day. If the institutions built on trust find it hard to verify AI in a controlled legal setting, what standard are you applying in your own learning, your own research, especially when we know these tools can produce inconsistent results or just plain hallucinate?
Yeah. If the experts are struggling, what does that mean for the rest of us? Something to definitely mull over.